Learning Sefer Tehillim, this is Shiur number 76. We are using the commentary of Me'am Loez. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our over 500 Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. Also, may the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 147, Pasuk 1. Hallelujah, ki tov, zamra, lokeinu, ki no'im, novas hilo. Hallelujah, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, praise is comely. In the present psalm, King David exalts by praise the works of God in heaven and on earth, the wonders of nature and his kindness to his creatures. In the midst of that praise, he also mentions the praises of the holy city of Yerushalayim and acclaims the ingathering of the exiles. The term zamra can mean to play musical instruments or to sing praises vocally. The singer begins by declaring Hallelujah, praise Hashem, for it is good to play on a musical instrument to our God, for it is pleasant, praise is comely. It's also pleasant to praise Him through vocal song. The Midrash says, when Hashem reigns, everyone exalts Him. Thus the singer says, prior to this chapter, Hashem will reign forever. When Hashem is manifest as King, it is fitting to praise Him. At that moment, everyone sings songs of praise to Him. All things exalt Him. All things praise Him, for they behold His dominion. If a pauper were to greet a king of flesh and blood, the king, no matter how great a man he is, would find it insulting and not respond. But it is otherwise for Hashem. He is open to everyone and says, exalt me, and that is excellent before me, as it says, for it is good to sing praises to our Hashem. It is pleasant, praise is comely. Thus we also find that the sages would offer praise to Hashem, and this was a prayer in itself. Thus Rabbi Chiya and his sons recited the prayer for rain, and the rain came down. Hence it says here, praise Hashem, for it is good to sing praises to our Hashem. We will find fulfillment of our petitions in the songs of praise we sing to our God. Pasuk 2, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yechanis. Hashem builds Yerushalayim, He gathers in the dispersed of Israel. As part of His overall supervision, Hashem builds Yerushalayim. He will rebuild the holy city of Yerushalayim and cause His presence to dwell in her midst. He will gather in the dispersed of Israel from their forsaken places of exile and bring them together in Yerushalayim three times a year. The singer speaks via the Holy Spirit to predict the future rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the ingathering of the exiles. Yet he speaks in the present tense. Hashem builds Yerushalayim. Even now, angels are gathering precious stones for the gates of Yerushalayim. The Midrash says, even as Hashem is celebrated as King through praise, song, and music, so the building of Yerushalayim is amidst praise and song. Thus we find that of the building of the second temple, it says, when the builders laid the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem, they set the priest in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise Hashem, as found in Sefer Ezra. Accordingly, it says here, for it is good to sing praises to our God. Said Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, a transmitted tradition says that Yerushalayim is not to be rebuilt except when all the exiles are gathered in. Thus, should one declare that the exiles have been gathered and Yerushalayim is not built, rebuilt, do not believe it. Why? For the Torah has already written, Hashem builds Yerushalayim, followed by He gathers in the dispersed of Israel. The Jewish people will say to Hashem, O Master of the world, was not Yerushalayim built and then destroyed? He will say to them, it was destroyed on account of your iniquities, and you were exiled from her midst. But in the future I will rebuild her, and I will never demolish her. As it says, when, this is a pasuk I think that's found in Tehillim, when Hashem has built up Zion, when He has appeared in His glory. The Talmud says in the name of Rav Sheshet, he opened by speaking of Hashem's compassion for Israel and concluded by speaking of the deliverance of Israel. He opened by speaking of Hashem's compassion for Yerushalayim and concluded by speaking of the building of Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman said, although he opened with compassion for Israel, he concluded with the building of Yerushalayim, for it says, Hashem builds Yerushalayim at the time that he gathers in the dispersed of Israel. Some perceive a reference to the forsaken B'nai Moshe and the 10 tribes, numbering many millions. That is the intent of He counts the numbers of the stars. Pasuk 3. Harofe leshvurei lev umachabesh latzvosam. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. After he will gather in the dispersed of Israel, he will heal the exiles who are broken in heart and exile and bind up their wounds. He will heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds that cause the pain and the anguish. It is another way of saying that he will alleviate their distress. The present pasuk is also explained by means of a parable. A man of high standing suffered a reversal of fortune and lost all his possessions. Out of great anguish his heart ailed, and he went to a physician in search of a cure. The physician prescribed a good medication, and his heart was healed. Said this notable to the doctor, "What is the use of my having recovered? The worry over my terrible predicament causes me deep anguish, and I am bound to fall ill again." The physician replied, "I learned how to cure illness, but I do not know what to do about removing worry from your heart." And allegorically, the singer explains here the difference between healing by Hashem and healing by a man of flesh and blood. For indeed, Hashem heals the broken heart and also binds up their wounds. He removes the cause that caused the wounds. The first letters of the words Harofe Leshvura Lev spells out Hallel, praise. This is explained by reference to the following teaching of the Chovas Halvavos. Someone saw a man of piety, a chassid, stricken with a wound in his leg, and it was anguish for him. The chassid said to him, "I give thanks to my Maker for giving me a wound in my leg and not in my eye." That is what it says. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their sorrows. Atzivosam. If a person thanks Hashem that his afflictions are not worse than they are, thereby God binds up his sorrow. The trait of sorrowfulness is not helpful for cleaving to the Creator. As it says, strength and gladness are in his place. Pasuk is found in Divrei Yomim. According to the Zohar, where there is sadness, there the divine presence is absent. As it says, he heals the broken in heart and binds up their sorrows. The truth is that a broken heart is a great quality, but one must be very careful to avoid depression, for Hashem in his goodness is the healer, and he binds up their sorrows. Pasuk 4. Mone mispa lekochovim lechulam shemos yikra. He counts the numbers of the stars, he gives them all names. Now the singer speaks of God's activity in nature. He counts the number of the stars, something that is not within man's power to do, as it says, "Count the stars if you can count them," a pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. But as it also says, "Is there any number to his legions?" a pasuk found in Iyov. But God counts them and knows their number. He gives them all their names. He calls upon each and every one by name to command them to their function in the world. Having mentioned the ingathering of the Jewish people, who are likened to the stars, the singer mentions the might of Hashem. Even as he counts the number of the stars, he gives them all their names. So too great is our Hashem, and mighty in power, to gather in the dispersed of Israel. Hence he alone can build Yerushalayim. Some say, if at the time of the redemption, the astrological signs are not auspicious, that will be of no significance. Accordingly, it says, he counts the number of the stars, he gives them all their names, he decides on the redemption, and he transcends the pattern of the stars. A heretic once said to Rabbi Gamliel, "It says he counts the number of the stars. What is special about that? I can also count stars." So Rabbi Gamliel brought a bunch of cherries, placed them in a round vessel, and kept it rotating. "Count them," he said. "First stop, rotating the vessel," said the heretic. "Doesn't the sky also rotate?" Rabbi Gamliel replied, "Some say that the heretic said, 'I know the number of the stars.' Tell me," said Gamliel, "but first tell me the count of your front teeth and your molars." The other put his hand into his mouth and began to count his teeth. Whereupon Rabbi Gamliel said, "What's inside your mouth, you do not know, but what is in the sky, you do know." The Zohar says he calls forth by the number of their host all the legions, the armies and the stars. He summons them individually by their names without missing even a single one. All the stars and constellations were appointed to function in the world at an appropriate task. There is not a small blade of grass in the entire world that is not ruled by a star or a constellation in the sky. Over them is appointed a ruler who serves in the presence of Hashem. Pasuk 5. Gadol Adonenu v'rav korach l'sfonoso ein bispor. Great is our God and mighty in power. His understanding is beyond reckoning. The Torah depicts three divine attributes, one unlike men of flesh and blood, who measure their greatness in relation to those smaller than themselves. The greatness of Hashem is absolute. Great is our Hashem. Two, the might of His power is an absolute oneness, mighty in power. Three, His understanding is beyond reckoning. Some say in the greatness of His wisdom, He does not have to count the stars in order to know their number. He knows their number without counting. Pasuk 6. Me'odeid anovim Hashem mashpil rishoim ade oriz. Hashem gives courage to the humble. He casts down the wicked to the ground. But by His great power, He gives courage to the humble. He strengthens them and grants them honor. By His great power, He can also cast down the wicked to the ground. The singer directs his words to the exiled Jewish people. Should you say, "Behold, at the present time we are exiled and downtrodden," know that Hashem gives courage to the humble. He casts down the wicked to the ground. Pasuk 7. Enu l'Hashem b'soda zamru l'elokeinu b'chino. Respond to Hashem with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp to our God. The singer enjoins us to give loud vocal expression to our thanks. Let us respond to Hashem with thanksgiving. Let us also express our praises through music. Play upon the harp to our God. Pasuk 8. Hamachase shemayim ba'ovim hameichen la'oritz motor hamatzmiach horim chotzir. Who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes the mountains sprout with grass. The singer explains Hashem's providential activity in the world in bringing rain. First He covers the heavens, the clear, pure sky with clouds, and thereby prepares rain for the earth. For the clouds then empty their waters upon the earth. The Torah goes on to explain the function of the rain, who makes the mountains sprout with grass. Mountains not otherwise supplied with water drink the rainwater and so sprout with grass. Who makes the mountains sprout with grass, also in locations empty of human habitation, in order to give to the beast its food? This stems from His loving kindness and compassion. Pasuk 9. No saint of Hema lachma livnei orev ashe kro'u. He gives to the beast its food, to the young ravens that call out. By providing rain even in areas devoid of human habitation, Hashem gives to the beast its food, to the young ravens that call out. The Torah specifically mentions young ravens, but these are born white and their mother forsakes them because she thinks that they are not her young. But Hashem summons insects and the young ravens eat them. The food to sustain the young ravens is provided in the merit of that raven which taught the first man how to bury Hevel. Adam saw a raven bury its dead. Not only does he provide for their sustenance, but they call out to him for rain, and he responds to their plea. As it says, who prepares rain for the earth, to young ravens that call out. The singer thus clarifies how the Almighty patterns nature through a sequence of causes and divine providence. At the outset, He covers the heavens with clouds. Then He prepares rain for the earth, and the rain functions to make the mountains sprout with grass. This grass comes in order to give to the beast its food. The plain meaning of the pasuk is that He provides for all birds, and the Torah just happens to mention one particular species, the raven. The pasuk also alludes to the teaching of the sages that rains come down in the merit of the animals. It is further indicated in these pasukim that whatever happens to a person is for the good. Compare it to rain. At the outset, the sky is overcast by clouds, and there is darkness, cloudness, and fog. It then becomes obvious that this was all for the good. Accordingly, it says, respond to Hashem with thanksgiving by the attribute of compassion. Sing praises upon the harp to our God, also by the attribute of law, for no evils issue from Hashem, as found in Eicha. Although he covers the heavens with clouds, and it appears as if darkness has come upon the world, the result is that he prepares rain for the earth, and makes the mountains sprout with grass. He gives to the beast its food. There is abundance and blessing for the creatures. The author of the Rukeach has written his commentary. He gives to the beast its food, that is, the bear who licks the sweetness of honey from his fingers. Thus the numerical equivalent of the word Levheimo Lachmas in our pasuk is 165, is the same as the numerical value of the word Ba'espa with the finger. The present pasuk is also explained in accordance with the following teaching of the sages. What is meant by, for that is the entire man, a pasuk that's found in Kehelis. The entire world was not created except for that, or to command regarding that, namely the person who serves Hashem. Thus it says here, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes the mountains sprout with grass. He gives to the beast his food. If you should ask why Hashem created all this, the answer is Hashem desires those who fear him and those who wait for his loving kindness. Pasuk 10. Lo beguras hasus yechpats lo beshoke yish yirtze. He does not desire the might of the horse and does not want the thighs of a man. Hashem does not desire the one who relies on the might of the horse, and he does not want the rider and the horse who places his trust in his thighs. Thus we find that Naaman debased himself before Elisha by coming to him humbly riding a horse, as it says. So Naaman came with his horse and with his chariot, a pasuk that's found in Melachim Beis. Accordingly, it says here, he does not desire the might of the horse and does not want the thighs of a man for running into battle. This does not mean that the Almighty does not desire the might of the horse, for has he not given it might, as Hashem said to Eov, have you given the horse might? Pasuk is found in Eov. Rather, the meaning is that he does not desire the man who places his trust in the might of the horse, or the man who trusts in his thighs to carry him safely through the perils of war. As the prophet has said, and he who is swift of foot will not deliver himself, nor shall he who rides the horse deliver his soul. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Amos. Since we see that Almighty conducts the world in the ways of nature, it might be thought that everything is only nature. Hence the Torah says that this is not so. Although indeed he covers the heavens with clouds, nonetheless he does not desire the might of the horse and does not want the thighs of a man. Pasuk 11. Rotze Hashem Mesireyo Vesam Yachlim Lachasto. Hashem desires those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. Having spoken earlier about those whom Hashem does not desire, the singer says that Hashem desires those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. The God-fearing look to Hashem, he should grant them well-being by his loving kindness rather than for their merit. Thus the Torah says, and no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet grown, for the Hashem God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Rashi explains, there was no man to acknowledge the excellence of rains. When man appeared and realized the need for rain on earth, he prayed for it. The rain came, and the trees and the grasses grew. Similarly, it says here, Hashem desires those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. Another interpretation is based on the following teaching of our sages. Never have I seen a deer frying figs, or a lion carrying loads, or a fox keeping shop, yet they sustain themselves without pain. That I have corrupted my deeds, and so have forfeited my livelihood. That is to say, one requires specific talents for those specific occupations. One needs the nimbleness of the deer to drive figs, the lion's strength to carry loads, and the cunning of the fox to be a shopkeeper. That is what it says. He gives to the beast its food, to young ravens that call out, and they are sustained without pain. This indicates that he does not desire the might of the horse and does not want the thighs of man. Hashem desires those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. For one's livelihood depends neither on his physical might nor on one's industry. Thus it says, Hashem desires those who fear him, those who serve him in awe. They do not rely on their own deeds, but constantly wait for his loving kindness. King David stresses that the pain involved in earning one's livelihood is due to man's wrongdoing. Thus he says, notwithstanding that the Almighty prepares rain for the earth, a man endures much pain before he has bread to eat. In contrast for the beast, he makes the mountains sprout with grass, and what is more, he gives to the beast its food without exertion to young ravens that call out. If he should ask why that is so, the answer is, Hashem desires those who fear him, those who wait for his loving kindness. He wants that human beings be in awe of him. Another interpretation is based on the teaching of the sages. Do out of love and do out of fear. If you have come to hate, know that you love, and one who loves does not hate. If you have come to rebel, know that you fear, and one who fears does not rebel. Hence the Torah says, Hashem desires those who fear him, but also those who wait for his loving kindness in order to love him. As it says, I remember in your favor the loving kindness of your youth, your love as a bride, a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. The Zohar says, who are those who fear him? They are the ones who every day petition Hashem for their sustenance, who wait for his loving kindness. Rabbi Yossi the elder would not prepare his daily meal until he had asked Hashem for his food. He would then wait a while and declare, behold, the time has come that the food is granted from Hashem. Then he would prepare his meal. Pasuk 12, Shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Hallelujah Lahayach Tzion. Lord Hashem, O Yerushalayim, praise your God, O Zion. Here the singer once again speaks about Yerushalayim. Lord, the Lord, O Yerushalayim, for the good that he has bestowed upon you. Praise your God, O Zion, for the special benefits that he has bestowed upon you by being your God. Those benefits are set forth in detail in what follows. Pasuk 13, Ki chizak b'richei sholroyach b'irach b'nayach b'kirbech. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed your children within you. He has strengthened the bars of your gates to keep enemies from coming inside. He has guarded it so well, it is as if he has strengthened it with bars. It is so very secure that the gates are always open. As it says, therefore your gates will be open continually. They will not be shut day or night. A pasuk that is found in Yeshayahu. He has blessed your children within you with every kind of success. The singer goes on to depict these successes. Some stress that the increase in population he has blessed your children with you coincided with the city becoming strengthened. Pasuk 14. Hasam gevulech sholom chelev chitim yesbiech. He makes your borders peaceful and satisfies you with the cream of wheat. Included in the totality of special benefits bestowed by the Almighty is that he makes your borders peaceful. The singer refers to the time of Shlomo's reign, King Solomon. Except for the last years in his day, there was tranquility and peace, every man living contentment under his vine and under his fig tree, a pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. Another boon is that he satisfies you with the cream of wheat. The Almighty satiates you with the choicest of wheat. In the time when people are steeped in the pursuit of luxuries and each person thinks that the other is taken from his mouth, there is no peace. But if he satisfies you with the cream of wheat, the main staple is bread by God's blessing, then he makes you your borders peaceful. Ever since the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, that is the basis for Yerushalayim's existence. Because the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed due to baseless hatred, the Torah says about the opposite. He makes your borders peaceful. and satisfies you with the cream of wheat. He makes your borders peaceful and satisfies you with the cream of wheat. It will not be necessary for wheat to be brought in from elsewhere, and you will thus be able to withstand the enemy. Said Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, if one sees wheat in a dream, he sees peace. As it says, he makes your borders peaceful and satisfies you with the cream of wheat. A man should always be careful about having produce in his house, for strife is not to be found in a man's home except concerning matters of sustenance. As it says, he makes your borders peaceful and satisfies you with the cream of wheat. Said Rapapa, that is what people say. When the barley is gone from the pitcher, strife begins to encroach inside the home. Let us not be misled to think that just because he has strengthened the bars of your gates means that the enemy is camped all around and inside there is panic and fear. Nor imagine that when the Torah said he has blessed your children with you, they are blessed from God and Torah but are poor, since Torah learning comes from the children of the poor. Not so, for together with he has strengthened the bars of your gates. The singer says, he makes your borders peaceful, and together with he has blessed your children with you, he says, and satisfies you with the cream of wheat. He makes your brothers peaceful if you will live in peace with your wife. Then he satisfies you with the cream of wheat. As our sages have taught, a man brings home wheat from the marketplace, you mean raw wheat, but it requires treatment, milling into flour and baking. He also brings flax, but does one wear flax? You find rather that a man's wife brings light to his eyes and sets him on his feet. She performs all the required preparatory tasks and satisfies you with the cream of wheat, in contrast with our condition following the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash when fruits lost their taste. According to the sages, in the future the precincts of Yerushalayim will be filled with precious stones and pearls, and all of Israel will take from there as much as they desire. Thus it says, and all your borders of choice use stones, pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk 15. He sends out his utterance upon the earth, his word runs swiftly. He sends out his utterance, he decrees that snow descend upon the earth, whereupon his word, this decree, runs swiftly. It is immediately implemented. The singer resorts to two expressions. Utterance is a soft expression, and a word is a hard expression. For the day of rain includes a corresponding aspect of loving kindness and compassion, and at the same time the day of rain is as harsh as the day of judgment. Accordingly, he says, he sends out his utterance upon the earth, and on this day even the coin in one's pocket is blessed. On the other hand, his word, the harsh aspect, also runs swiftly on that day. Some say compare it to the following. When the mayor of the city saw there was a lack of certain precious merchandise that could only be found outside the country, he issued a decree for large quantities of it to be imported. These goods were then stored in special treasure houses within the city. The merchandise was thus available at a price without much exertion. Similarly, the Torah says he sends out his utterance upon the earth, and as a result, his word runs swiftly. We can possess it without much exertion on our part. The present pasuk also alludes to the following teaching of our sages regarding prayer. If one was standing outside the land of Israel, let him direct his heart to the land of Israel. If he was standing in Yerushalayim, let him direct his heart to the holy Beis HaMikdash. If he was standing in the holy temple, let him direct his heart towards the Holy of Holies. That is what the Torah says here. Hashem, Lord Hashem, O Yerushalayim, praise you, God, Elokai, O Zion. A pasuk that we already learned. Turn towards the holy temple, the holy Beis HaMikdash, even when the attribute of stern law, Elokim, is dominant and the temple lies destroyed. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. Hashem has strengthened the bond to the temple site to make it eternally holy. Therefore, when any of your children bless you in their prayers, also in lands that border the land of Eretz Yisrael, that draws sustenance from the Holy Land, and when they pray inside the land of Israel, where he satisfies you with the cream of wheat, let them turn towards Yerushalayim. Let the person send out his utterance to the land, the site of the Holy Beis Hamikdash, where his word runs swiftly. There his prayers ascend readily. Thus the letters of Meheira swiftly are the same as Har Harmor, Mount Moriah, the site of the Holy Temple. In the land of Israel, his word runs swiftly by way of Mount Moriah, the Holy of Holies. Pasuk 16, Hanosen Shelek Katsomer Kefor Keifa Yifazer. He gives snow like wool, he scatters the hoar frost like ashes. Now the singer identifies his utterance, namely, he gives snow like wool. In cold locations he provides snow, whose whiteness resembles the whiteness of clean wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. The hoarfrost that appears in the morning is not as white as snow, and its hue is thus likened to gray ashes. The Torah also alludes here to God's power to produce simultaneously an effect and its opposite. Although snow is cold, comes down and covers the plants, warming them like wool. Although hoar frost is but congealed water, it scatters like ashes which derive from fire. This conveys that the ingathering of the exiles will also come about in ways contrary to nature. Pasuk 17, Mashliach karcho hafitim pnei korelso miyamot. He cast forth his ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? In cold regions he also cast forth his ice, which is tougher than hoar frost, like crumbs. Therefore, who can stand before his cold? Pasuk 18, Yishlach devoro v'yamsem yashev ruho yizlu moy. He sends forth his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. Following the season of snow, hoar frost, and ice, comes the time when he melts them, too, in locations that are less cold. He causes his wind to blow. He dispatches a sudden wind that brings vapor clouds, and as a result, the waters flow rather than snow, hoar frost, and ice, and rain comes down. The latter alludes to the ingathering of the exiles, even as the wind from Hashem causes the waters to flow in springs, which earlier had been congealed to ice. So will be the ingathering of the exiles come swiftly and easily. As it says, who are those that flies a cloud, and as the doves to their windows, pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Nor should we be puzzled by the following question. If following our exile, we will be redeemed, and Hashem will gather our dispersed, why, to begin with, did he drive us away from his presence? The answer is that hidden are the ways of Hashem, not even in nature we see effects and their opposites. Thus water that runs downhill becomes like a hoarfrost, and flowing water becomes congealed into crumbs. Then in a little while he sends forth his wind and melts them. There is not a single person among us who knows this and is sufficiently enlightened to understand why it happens. Assuredly, then, we do not know in general the ways of God in creation. Pasuk 19, Magid Devar of the Yaakov, Chukam Mishpat of Israel. He declares his word to Yaakov, his statutes and his ordinances, judgments to Israel. Having described the benefits bestowed by the Almighty upon the whole world through the pattern of nature, the singer now depicts the benefits bestowed in particular upon the Jewish people. He declares his word to Yaakov at the stand of Mount Sinai, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel, that he granted solely to Klal Yisrael. This explains by what merit the Jewish people will be redeemed. It is in the merit of having welcomed the Torah. When they declared, "We shall do ahead of what we shall hear," even the masses then welcomed the Torah. Thus it says, he declares his word to Yaakov, which refers to the masses of the people, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel, which refers to the men of stature. All of them received the Torah joyously. He declares his word. The present tense conveys that at every moment Hashem continues giving the Torah. This takes place through the flow of inspiration to those who find new insights in the Torah. Accordingly, our sages have instituted that the bracha over the Torah to be in the present tense. He gives the Torah. We do not say in the past tense, He gave the Torah. Pasuk 20. Lo'osachein mechol goy mishpatim bal yadoum halluyam. He has not done so for any nation. They have not been informed of these ordinances, judgments of His. Hallelujah. He has not done so, performed this loving kindness for any other nation. As it says, did ever a people hear the voice of Hashem speaking out of the midst of fire, as you have heard, and live, pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim? They have not been informed of these judgments of His. Therefore, hallelujah, praise Hashem for not having informed the other nations of these ordinances. Why has He not done so for any nation? For they did not desire to know these judgments. They did not even accept the ordinances pertaining to human relations, and instead established laws of their own making. Therefore, O Israel, hallelujah, bless Hashem that you merited to accept the law of the Torah. Similarly, our sages have expounded, they have not been informed of these ordinances, the fine points of the halacha. Thus it once happened that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai even examined the protrusions of figs. Two Gentiles, too. Gentiles are executed for capital crimes by a court consisting of a single judge, provided they have been forewarned. It is otherwise for a Jew. Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Yossi would say, what have these sorry nations done that Hashem should decline to give them the Torah? The answer is they have not been informed of these ordinances because they did not want to accept them. As it says, Hashem comes from Teman and there is a brightness as the light. He stands and shakes the earth. The pasuk that's found in Habakkuk. Said the Rashba, if the nations could not stand by, fulfill the seven Noah laws, how should they stand by the entire Torah? Compare it to one who appointed two trustees. One was appointed to supervise the straw, the other was appointed to supervise the gold and the silver. It came to pass that suspicion of theft fell upon the trustee over the straw, yet he was angry at not having been appointed the trustee over the gold and silver. Blockhead, he was told, you were not honest with the straw, and you expect to be trusted with the gold and silver? Said Rabbi Bohu in the name of Rabbi Yossi, son of Hanina, compare it to a king who had a garden in which he knew every kind of tree. No one entered the garden except the king, and he himself tended it. When his sons grew of age, he said to them, my sons, I watched over this garden, and I did not permit any other person to enter inside. You will now watch over it as I have been doing all this time. Similarly, the Creator said to Klal Yisrael, before I had created the world, I set forth the Torah, as it says, a pasuk that is found in Mishle. Then I, the Torah, was by him as a confidant. I did not give it to any nation except Israel. For when the Jews stood up and said, all that Hashem has said we shall do and we shall hear, pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos, it was immediately given to them. Hence it says here, he declared his word to Yaakov, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done so for any nation. Our sages adduce from here that the words of the Torah may not be taught to a non-Jew. He has not done so for any nation. Although they have translated the Torah, they do not understand the hidden allusions that are indicated in its every word. The following took place regarding Achillas the Ger, Unclus. When he told the emperor Hadrian that he decided to convert and become a Jew, Hadrian said to him, "You seek to belong to this people? How I have demeaned them, how many of them I have killed. You actually want to merge into this most base of peoples? What did you see in them that you desire to convert? The smallest among them knows how God created the world." Achilles replied, "And he knows what he created on the first day and what he created on the second day. He knows how long ago the world was created and upon what foundation stands the world, and his Torah is true." "Then go and study their Torah," Hadrian said, "but do not circumcise yourself." Achilles replied, "Even the greatest sage in your empire, he be aged 100 years, cannot study their Torah if he's not circumcised. For it is written, he declares his word to Yaakov, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done so for any nation. For whom has he done? For the children of Israel, a people near to him. He has not done so for any nation, that they should understand how everything is patterned in accordance with divine justice and order. They have not been informed of these ordinances of his. Therefore, whenever they are afflicted, they ascribe everything to chance. Hence it says about them, the pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu, and it shall come to pass that when they will be hungry, they will fret themselves and curse their king and their God. The sages have expounded the present pasuk as pertaining to them monthly sanctification of the moon, and this is related to various statutes and ordinances. Thus the exact date of the lunar month is recorded in contracts, which prevents any man from unlawfully depriving another of his property by forging the date of sale or loan. Chapter 148, Pasuk 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah, es Hashem min Hashemayim, hallelujah, bamroimim. Hallelujah, praise Hashem from the heavens, praise Him in the heights. In the present psalm, David calls out to all created beings, on high and below, each in accordance with its level and degree of completeness, to offer acclaim and praise of Hashem. He begins by calling out generally, hallelujah, praise Hashem, followed more specifically by praise Hashem from the heavens. He begins by calling upon supernal beings to offer praises from on high. Praise Hashem from the heavens, praise Him in the heights. As he already said, the heavens declare the glory of Hashem, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. After he has spoken of divine providence generally, the singer will go on to declare that divine supervision extends to the Jewish people in particular, and he has raised the pride of his people. He has raised the pride and glory of his people and taken them as he has beloved his nation, given them the Torah and performed wonders and miracles for them. This is a puzzle that we're going to learn in our chapter later on. A praise for all of his saintly ones. All his devout and saintly ones are thus under obligation to praise him. Who are those devout and saintly ones? Why, they are the children of Israel, a people near to him. He exhorts the Jewish people, hallelujah, praise Hashem, do not remain content just to chant the present songs already written down. Create new songs. Praise, hallelujah, appears 8 times in the present psalm, corresponding to the 8 days from birth to circumcision. The covenant of circumcision is the decree which shall not be transgressed. Also, pasuk is found in this chapter, as it says, "If not for my covenant day and night, I would not have set the decrees of heaven and earth." A pasuk found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. The Torah does not identify those who are in the heights, for at times the supernal envoys present themselves as possessing bodies, even though they are not imbued with bodily likeness. Indeed, it is better not to inquire about these hidden matters, and for this reason the Torah says generally, praise Him in the heights. The Medrash says, hallelujah, let those in the heavens praise Hashem from the heavens. Who are they? They are the ministering angels. Even as there are many hosts on earth, so are there many hosts in heaven. Accordingly, praise Him all His hosts, Tzva'ov. They are so called because they act in accordance with Hashem's will, Tziv Yunim, as it says, bless Hashem all his hosts, a pasuk that we learned earlier in Perek 103. Pasuk 2, Halleluhu kol malachov, Halleluhu kol tzvav. Praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts. Pasuk 3, Halleluhu shemesh v'yareach, Halleluhu kol kof v'or. Praise him sun and moon, and praise him all the stars of light. His angels refers to the power of creation that makes the celestial bodies move. His host refers to the constellations and the stars. Praise him sun and moon. The sun is the first celestial object mentioned because it is the most noticeable and has the greatest impact on the earth. The moon is mentioned next because it is closest to us and because of its influence on the growth of plants. The stars of light are the planets that appear to shine on account of their proximity and size. Praise him sun and moon, notwithstanding their great illumination. Do not draw the erroneous conclusion that they are imbued with independent divine power. Indeed, they themselves offer praise to their Maker. The Zohar says in the name of Revelation, if not for the fact that the inhabitants of the world, the earth, have blocked hearts and sealed eyes, they would... They would not be able to withstand all the melodies of the solar sphere praising Hashem through its movement. Pasuk 4. Halleluhu shmei hashemoyim v'amayim hashmi'el hashemoyim. Praise him heavens of heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Having specifically mentioned the sun and the moon, the singer says, praise him heavens of heavens. This alludes to the pattern of the constellations comprised of the fixed stars. These are called heavens of heavens, which refers to the orbits of the planets. The Medrash says the sun and the moon is a figurative reference to the patriarchs and the matriarchs. All stars of light alludes to the righteous, as it says in Daniel, and they who turn many to righteousness shine like the stars. Accordingly, it says, praise him, all stars of light. From here you learn that each person has a star in heaven and its illumination varies in accordance with his deeds. Hence it says, praise him, all stars of light, all those stars that give off light. In an ancient book it says, and the waters that are above the heavens, these are the waters on high in which the Holy One stored for purifying Israel in the future. As it says in Yechezkel, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you. Pasuk 5. Yahallelu Hashem Hashem ki hu tzivav nivra'u. Let them praise the name of Hashem, for he commanded and they were created. Having called for all the foregoing to offer praise to Hashem, the singer now explains, that's from Pasuk 1 to 4, the singer now explains why they are under obligation to do so. Let them praise the name of Hashem, for he commanded and they were created from absolute nothingness and ushered into being. All acclaimed Hashem who had just commanded and they were created. That is, they were created effortlessly, solely by command. It is otherwise for man of flesh and blood, who at the outset declares and then does. Divine command is divine deed. Another reason for being under obligation to offer praise is that he has also established them forever and ever. As we'll learn in the next pasuk, he set them to function perpetually. Indeed, he has made a decree which shall not be transgressed. This refers to the constant divine envoys. What decree has he set forth? He said to them, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. And from that day onward, they have not moved. The above conveys a contrast with man, who does not stay fixed but keeps moving, changing. As it says, I will give you to be moving among those who stand, a pasuk that's found in Zechariah. That is what the singer says here. Let them praise the name of Hashem, for he commanded and they were created. He has established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not be transgressed. In the future, man will be improved and imbued with higher excellence, then they will praise the name of Hashem, for His name alone is exalted. Pasuk 6, Vayamidem lo'ad lo'olam chok noslan lo yavor. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not be transgressed. Pasuk 7, Hallelu es Hashem min oretz taninim b'chol tohomos. Praise Hashem from the earth, the sea monsters, and all the deeps. Having concluded speaking about those on high that offer praise, the singer turns to those below. Praise Hashem from the earth, sea monsters, and all the deeps. He begins with the great fish, the likes of which are not to be found on land. This is followed by mention of the deeps from which the great fish arise. Thus the earlier, for he commanded and they were created, is not repeated here, since here it says, praise Hashem from the earth, and the sea monsters are creatures of the water on earth. The pasuk is also explained in accordance with the proper prayer that is recited at the sanctification of the moon. It says, he gave them a set law and time that they should not alter their task. They are glad and rejoice to carry out the will of their Creator. It is the way of the world that when something is done time and time again, there is no longer any joy in the deed. But these heavenly bodies, the moon, notwithstanding that a decree and the time have been set for them and they cannot change their function, continue to carry out the will of their Maker joyously. That is the meaning of the present pasuk. All the host of heaven will praise the name of Hashem with joy of the soul, for He commanded them and they were created. Even though He had also established them forever and ever, He has made a decree which shall not be transgressed, and there is no novelty in their function. Nevertheless, they praise the name of Hashem. Seven times the Torah says praise pertaining to heaven. And one time it says, praise Hashem from the earth. It is enough for those below to be one-seventh of those on high. Pasuk 8. Esh uvorot shelek vekito ruach se'oro oso devoro. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word. The Torah specifically mentions the lightest element, fire, and its total opposite, hail. This is followed by another pair of opposites, snow and vapor. Stormy wind fulfilling His word, as it says, and raised caused to stand upright the stormy wind. It's a pasuk that we already learned in Tehillim earlier. The Talmud says above Zevul is Machon, and Machon contains treasures of snow and treasures of hail, rounds of dew, and chambers of storm and gale, and all of them have doors of fire. But are they then above, when on the contrary it says, praise Hashem from the earth, the sea monsters, and all the deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling His word. Accordingly, the Chachamim say, David came along, pleaded for mercy for them, and brought them down to the earth. As it says, for you are not a God who desires wickedness. Evil will not abide, even temporary, with you. Similarly, it says in the Medrash, you learn that in heaven there is no evil whatsoever, nor fire, nor hail, nor snow, nor vapor, and they are all from the earth. As it says, evil will not abide with you. But if that is so, that there is no evil by Him, and it is all on the earth, why does it say, then Hashem reigned upon Sodom and Gomorrah, from Hashem out of heaven? The answer is Hashem decrees from heaven, and below it is turned into fire, stormy wind, fulfilling His word. It is a great fundamental principle of our faith that all natural phenomena that we behold in the world do not originate in themselves. They are all carrying out the command of Hashem. Pasuk 9, Ha'horim v'chol gavo'os eitz pri v'chol arozim. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Having spoken of atmospheric phenomenon, as in the last pasuk, the singer now speaks of the earth, mountains and all hills, and also mentions plant life, fruitful trees and all cedars. Pasuk 10, Hachayah v'chol behemo remesh v'zipor konach, beast and all cattle,
creeping things and winged fowl. All animate life is mentioned, beginning with beast and all cattle that move on legs, also creeping things, and in conclusion, winged fowl. Pasuk 11. Malchei Eretz v'chol ha'umim, Sorim b'chol shoftei oretz, kings of the earth and all the peoples, princesses and all judges of the earth. Having spoken of animal life, the singer turns to man, beginning with people of stature and prestige. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princesses and all judges of the earth. The prophet has said, everyone that is called by my name, man who is in the image of God, I have created him for my glory. Yes, I have made him a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Similarly, the Torah says, Hashem has made everything for its own purpose. Pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Thus it is that just as the heavens and all the hosts praise Hashem, so the earth and everything in it praise him. First and foremost to praise him are the people of nobility who live in palaces, and then also the ordinary citizen. Inside the earth, the first to praise him are the sea monsters, for they are the largest creatures. As it says, Chumash Bereishis, Hashem created the great sea monsters. Pasuk 12. Bachurim begambesulos zekeinim orim, both young men and maidens, old men and youths. The thinking of the old naturally differs from that of the young, and different is the nature of maidens from that of young men. But in relation to Hashem, they are all one of one kind, and all praise the name of Hashem. Pasuk 13. Yahallu Hashem Hashem kiniska shmo levado hodo al eretz v'shemoim. They will let them praise the name of Hashem, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is upon earth and heaven. Having specifically addressed all the different categories of beings in heaven and on earth, the singer says, in general, they will praise the name of Hashem and understand its meaning, for his name alone is exalted. They will understand that the name of Hashem is more sublime than all his attributes. Concerning Hashem's supervision, the singer says, his majesty is upon earth and heaven. Indeed, if not for his supervision, they would not exist. The Medrash says, a king of flesh and blood who reigns in a particular country is not feared by the people of another country as he is by his own people. Why is that so? For this king is far removed from those other peoples. But Hashem is different. He sits in heaven, and they fear him on earth, as it says, his majesty is upon earth and heaven. That is so when he raises the pride of Israel. The Medrash says, in the name of Yeshua of Sachnin, compare it to a cave on the edge of the sea. The cave becomes filled, and the sea does not lose any of its water. Similarly, has Hashem constrained the Shekhinah between the Kruvim, and yet his majesty is upon earth and heaven. A Kutite once asked Rabbi Meir, is it possible that he of whom it is said, behold, I fill heaven and earth, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yirmiyahu, should have been speaking with Moshe from between the poles of the ark? Bring me large mirrors, said Rabbi Meir. When the mirrors were brought, he said to him, behold your image in them. See how big it is? Then he asked him to bring small diminishing mirrors. And he said to the Kutite, behold your image. See how small it is? He concluded, take yourself, who are but flesh and blood, yet you change yourself to whatever size you wish. It is assuredly so for the one who spoke and brought the world into being. When he so desires, behold, I will fill heaven and earth. When he so desires, he speaks with Moshe from between the poles of the ark. The Torah mentions the earth ahead of heaven. His majesty is upon earth and heaven. It was taught in the academy of Rabbi Shmuel, compare it to a king who said to his servants, rise early and come to my door. The next day upon rising he beheld women and men. Whom does he praise? He praises those who are not accustomed to rise early, yet did so. Rashi explains, the works of the earth are deliberate, and the works of heaven are quick, yet they were all created by a single utterance. Therefore he placed first the works of the earth, Similarly here, it is the way of supernal beings to offer praise and acclaim, as there is nothing to hinder or prevent them from doing so. Different is the way of those below. If nonetheless they are quick to act, great is their excellence. The sages have also taught in the Medrash. Also, when it comes to offering praise, man is mentioned last. Praise Hashem from the earth, the sea monsters, and all deeps. Kings of the earth and all peoples, both young men and maidens, old men and youths. Indeed, we must understand why it is so that man is mentioned last with regard to offering praise. The matter may be understood in accordance with the pasuk, "Bless Hashem, O His angels. Bless Hashem, all His works, in all the places of His dominion. Bless Hashem, O my soul." Compare it to a prince who travels to a distant place and takes along his family and servants. There he stays in a hostel. He and his family dine separately, and the servants dine separately, but their host presents the bill for everything to the prince. By analogy, man is that prince who rules over all other creations. But as it is kept from them to offer praise, he offers praise on behalf of everyone. Hence the Torah says, "Bless Hashem, all His hosts. Bless Hashem, all His works." That is to say, you are all under obligation to serve Hashem. But that which is kept from you because of what you lack in completeness is upon me to complete. I pay your debt. Accordingly, it then says, "Bless Hashem, O my soul." This declares the words of the aforementioned Midrash, that also with regard to praise, man comes last. The foregoing continues what the Midrash said earlier. You have fashioned me back and front. You fashioned me back last with regard to the works of creation, yet in front with regard to all punishments. To clarify their words, the sages of the Midrash continue by saying that man is last also with regard to offering praise. That is to say, the reckoning for what everyone owes in praise is the above parable. The bill for the dinner is presented to man for payment. This explains why David mentioned all the creatures and only then mentioned kings of the earth and all peoples. Pasuk 14. Vayorem keren le'amo tehila l'chol chasidov v'nei Yisrael am kerova haluya. And he has raised the pride, a horn of his people, a praise for all his saintly ones, even for the children of Israel, a people near to him. Hallelujah. The Medrash writes, "The sun and the moon" refers to the patriarchs, just as it says, "The sun and the moon bow down to me." "Praise him, all stars of light" refers to those who bring merit to the many, old men and youths. Refers to boys and to old men who renew themselves like youths. As it says, "They who hope to Hashem will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary, and they will walk and not be faint." A pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. The meaning of this is as follows. The patriarchs were in the category of sun and moon, since their striving was to bring well-being to the entire world, as it is true for the sun and moon. They considered it within their power to do so as individuals. A secondary category is comprised of the righteous. They combine their efforts like partners who pool funds to set up a factory. They are in the category of stars who together provide illumination, light. This corresponds to the striving of the righteous who bring well-being to the many, who go forth together to build and to encourage. Thus the striving of judges is to save the exploited from the hand of the exploiters, a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. The striving of youths is for action. The righteous elderly sages feel that so long as the candle continues to burn, so long as they live, it is possible to improve. They can raise themselves like eagles. It is uniquely true of the eagle that when he feels his power diminish and he can no longer lift the wing, he realizes that his frailty is on account of his feathers. So he sheds his old feathers. He prefers to suffer the pain of shedding the feathers and the pain of waiting for new ones. During that interim period, the eagle thinks of himself as being just like any other ordinary bird on earth, and this to him is a source of great suffering. What is more, the eagle is then also in danger from predator birds. Nonetheless, he prefers to undergo all this suffering in order to reach a new condition. And allegorically, the sages must suffer when renewing themselves. There are four contributive factors to this suffering. For one, there is the feeling that one lacks something. Secondly, one must recognize the reason for this lack. Thirdly, one must find the proper way to proceed. And fourthly, one must make the decision to proceed. The eagle, when renewing himself, gives thanks and offer praise to Hashem. Similarly, must the sages praise Hashem when renewing themselves. Everyone must participate in this joyous celebration of fulfilling a mitzvah. For those who continue thus to renew themselves are like divers collecting pearls in murky waters. Accordingly, the Torah says here, and he raised the pride of his people, a praise for all his saintly ones, for the joy of rectifying one's character traits and having self-control, and the joy of performing a mitzvah generally is the greatest of all joys in the world. It has already been said that a bird confined in a cage loses its voice, and the same is true when one is enslaved by others. One cannot sing. Accordingly, the singer says, when it will come true that he has raised the pride of his people, there will come a praise for all his saintly ones. They will praise him properly with voice and music. We will conclude our shir and we'll continue, Mr. Shem, in our next shir.